Father in heaven, we glorified your holy name. We bow down before you. Our Father in heaven, we glorified your holy name. We bow down before you. Our Father in heaven, we glorified your holy name. We bow down before you. Our Father in heaven, we glorified your holy name. We bow down before you. Our Father in heaven, we glorify your holy name. We bow down before you. Our Father in heaven, we glorify your holy name. We bow down before you. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is written in heaven. Concerning this gathering today, concerning this moment, concerning we your people, Daddy, we hallow your name in our midst. Daddy, we hallow your name in this gathering. Daddy, we hallow your name on this mountain. We say, be thou exalted forever. Our Father in heaven, we glorify your holy name. We bow down before you. Our Father in heaven, we glorify your holy name. We bow down before you. Our Father in heaven, we glorify your holy name. We bow down before you. Daddy, we honor your most holy name. We magnify your most holy name above every other name in our lives. Father, concerning us individually and collectively, Daddy, we say your name alone be praised, your name alone be honored, your name alone be worshipped. For your name is mighty, for your name is a strong tower, for your name is highly exalted above every other name. Our Father in heaven, we glorify your holy name. We bow down before you. Our Father in heaven, we glorify your holy name. We bow down before you. I want you to sing it by yourself. Sing it. Glorify the name of your Father. Magnify his name above every other name. Honor his name. Praise his name. Worship his name. His name is worthy to be praised. His name is worthy to be exalted. My Father in heaven, I glorify your holy name. I bow down before you. My Father in heaven, I glorify your holy name. I bow down before you. My Father in heaven, I glorify your holy name. I bow down before you. It's your Father. You are his child. You are his daughter. You are his son. Sing it to him. Worship his most holy name. Hallow his name in your life. Above every other thing, bow down before the name of the Lord. My Father in heaven, I glorify your holy name. I bow down before you. Our Father, who art. art in heaven. Amen. Our Lord, be thy name. Be thy name, O Lord. Our Lord, be thy name. Be thy name, O Lord. Our Lord, be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name, be thy name, O Lord. Hallowed be thy name, be thy name, O Lord. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 9. Therefore pray like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Father, in our lives individually, in our lives as your people, every day, every moment, may your name be hallowed forever in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as we gather together again this moment on this mountain of power, Daddy, we hallow your name, O Lord. Magnify your name in our midst, O Lord. Father, we pray, O Lord, exalt your most holy name above every other name on this mountain at this moment. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we are come unto you, Daddy, we bow down, we worship, O Lord, because you are the mighty God, because you are Yahweh, because you are Jehovah, because you are the El Shaddai God, because you are the mighty God, almighty Father, we worship you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we say tonight, O Lord, Father, in your presence we have come, O Lord. At this throne of grace we have come, O Lord, humbly tonight, O God. Humbly at this moment, Father, so that we may receive mercy, God. So that we may get grace, O Lord, even to get help at this time. We need your direction, we need your help. We need your guidance, we need, O Lord, your instruction. We need your teaching so that we will thrive even this hard time. So that we will survive this time that is full of deceit, this time that we have false teachers and false teachings. Father, we pray, oh Lord, you will speak to us, Father, to children, Father, to daughter, Father, to son, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as we will decree your word on this mountain tonight, Father, you will answer us accordingly. For you said, we shall ask and we will receive. Jesus Christ, your son, told us that whatever thing we ask you, our Father, in his name, you will do them unto us. Father, we have come, O Lord, full of trust, O Lord, holding the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know as we are going to request of you tonight, as we are going to decree your word, the word that is in the scriptures, even into our lives, so you will do to the glory of your name. Father, we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the flocks. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lift up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek thy face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates gates and be lift up the everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's armies. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up the everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory over our lives individually and collectively, even over this gathering this moment. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against principalities and powers. We say, devil and your cohort, you have no place in our midst tonight. In the name of Jesus, Daddy, we thank you, because our returning from this mountain tonight shall be full of blessing, O Lord, and we will be empowered by your instruction, by your teaching, by your words even unto us, in the mighty name of Jesus. And our life will be pleasing unto you, and our life will give you joy, and Lord, you will show up for us at all times, because we are yours, because we are obedient children of yours. Father, we thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 23 verse 9, also, do not call anyone on earth your father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. Our Father, we are your children, and we are in your presence again. By your gift of grace and mercy given unto us, we say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father in heaven, we appreciate and thank you for your faithfulness that have been our shield and buckler from the arrows of the enemies, that you did not allow even the counsel of the wicked ones to come to pass in our lives. That we appreciate you. We say, be thou exalted in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Bible verse for today is taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 to 27. But we will go through it and raise prayer points from that later. My brother and my sisters, we are children of God, according to John 1:12, that says, but to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the authority, power, privilege, right to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe him, trust him, and rely on his name, the name of Jesus. Many are claiming to be God's children. Many are claiming God as their father, but never received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Therefore, they are just deceiving themselves. Peradventure, you too have not received and welcomed Jesus as your Lord. That means that you are not among the children of God yet, until you receive Christ Jesus into your life. Please do so tonight. Please do so right now. And you will have the right to proclaim and to announce it openly that you are a child of God. It is never and can never be too late to become a child of God. Remember Nicodemus, you have to become a child of God for you to be able to enjoy the blessings of the children of God. Let me tell you, regardless of your many years of church attendance, or that you are born into a Christian home, you are a deacon, an evangelist, elders, and even a pastor or prophet. If you have not for one day come to Christ, received and welcomed him into your life, I am sorry, you are not a child of God. So you are not one of his children. Because that is what John 1:12 says. But as to many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the authority, the power, the privilege, the right to become the children of God. Hallelujah. Will you like to receive and welcome him into your life today? By the leading of the Holy Spirit that convicts you now that you never ever say, Jesus, I receive you. All you need to receive it. Do not be ashamed of this wonderful and glorious decision. According to Romans chapter 8 verse 14, For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Therefore, by the leading of the Holy Spirit of God upon you now, say this after me. Jesus Christ, I mention your name, receive and welcome you into my life as my Lord and Savior. I thank you for giving me the power, privilege, and right to become a child of God. I believed in you, trust and rely on your name forever and ever. Amen and amen. Congratulations to you. And let me tell you, heaven is rejoicing over your receiving Christ. And now the family of God have gotten another child. Hallelujah. Children of God, today we are going through the book of Proverbs chapter 4. And we are going to get instruction from our Father who art in heaven. We are going to listen to our Father's teachings as recorded in the book of Proverbs chapter 4. Do not forget what Hebrews chapter 12 verse 6 says. For the Lord corrects and disciplines everyone whom he loves, and he punishes, even scourges, every son whom he accepts and welcomes to his heart and cherishes. God is ready to correct and to discipline us, whom he loves and are his children. He is ready to punish and to scourge us through his instructions, his words, because he accepted and welcomes us to his heart and he cherishes us as beloved children of his. His instructions are to guide and to bless us. They are to direct us, navigating through lives, and they are not for negotiation. You cannot negotiate with the instruction of God. You are just to walk with it. Navigate through this life with the instruction of God. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 6, 20 to 23, my son, keep your father's commands and do not forsake your mother's teachings. Fasten them permanently to your heart and tie them around your neck. When you walk around, they will lead you. When you lay down, they will stand guard over you. When you wake up, they will converse with you, because a command is a lamp, teaching is a light, and the warnings given by discipline are a road to life. Hallelujah. As a child that listens and follows his father's instruction will be a wise child. That is what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 8 verse 33. Listen carefully to my instructions and you will be wise, and refuse it not. Like I said, you cannot negotiate with it. You cannot refuse it. The only option you have is to listen carefully, is to obey and to follow our Father's instruction, your Father's instruction. And when you do so, the Bible says you will be wise. I decree and declare that we will be wise children of God, because we will listen carefully to his instructions and we will not neglect it for any reason and at any time. No matter how difficult it is, the grace to follow God's instruction, the grace never to neglect our Father's teachings, we will receive in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Going through the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 says, my children, listen to what your father teaches you. Pay attention and you will have understanding. Meaning that you will have discernment, comprehension, and interpretation of spiritual matters when you listen to God's teachings, when you pay attention to them, and you will have understanding of things around you, including spiritual matters. I decree and declare that myself and you will listen to our Father teaches at all times in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we will pay attention to all our Father's instruction, and we will have discernment and comprehension in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that by our paying attention to God's instructions, We have interpretation of spiritual matters in the name of Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, let me tell you, spiritual determines the physical. Before anything takes place in the physical, it must already be settled in the spiritual. And only the one that listens to God's instruction, only the one that follows God's teachings. The Bible says, by paying attention to the teaching of our Father, we will have interpretation of spiritual matters. I decree and declare, nothing spiritual will be hidden from you concerning your life, concerning your affairs, concerning your matters, and that of your household in Jesus' name. Verse 2 says, of that Proverb 4, what I am teaching you is good to remember it all. I decree and declare that you and myself, we will remember all our Father's teachings and instruction that is given unto us. Everything He has instructed us, we will remember them and we will take them to heart and we will act on them in the name of Jesus. We will not let go of it in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 4 of the same Proverbs chapter 4 says, my Father will teach me. He will say, remember what I say and never forget it. Do as I tell you and you will live. Let me tell you, mothers, parents, you have said this several times to your children, to your child, just listen to what I'm telling you. Do what I say and you will not find yourself in trouble. Never forget what I have discussed with you. In my language, they will say that put it in your left hand so that you will not, if you put it on your right hand, you will eat with it and you forget. But put it on your left hand so that you will not forget. I decree and declare that myself and you will remember all that our Heavenly Father has told us and is teaching us at this moment. We will never forget them in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we will do what our Heavenly Father told us, teaches us to do, all that He always tells us. That is what we will do, and we will live in the name of Jesus. We will continue to live a good life by following our Father's teachings and instructions in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 7 verse 2, consider my teachings as precious as your own eyes. Obey my commands and you will have a good life. The Bible says here, take the teachings of God. Just take it as your own eyes. As you cannot pluck your own eyes out. As you cannot say you will not take care of your eyes. That is how you should take the teachings of God. I decree and declare that myself and you, we will keep our Father's teachings. We will keep His instruction as our precious eyes at all times in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we will obey His commands and we will have good life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let me tell you, there are so many teachings going on in the world. A friend of mine discussed with me a teaching that he had on the radio that why Christians should be speaking in tongue, that is not necessary since Jesus did not once recorded in the scripture that Jesus speaks in tongue. Let me tell you, you better be careful to what you listen to. If it's not important, Jesus will not tell the disciples to go and wait even until they receive the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost descended upon them, the book of Acts, the Bible said, the day of Pentecost, the Bible said, Holy Ghost descended like fire, and they all started to speak in tongues. Speaking in tongues is biblical. Don't let anybody deprive you of the power, of the secret, of the mystery that lies within that speaking in tongue. Therefore, you must be careful for you to have the right teaching of God, for you to have the right instruction. Go to your scripture. Go to the Bible. Read the Bible. Follow what God says there. Follow what Jesus, you know, teaches us. What Jesus says about Israel, and you will live a good life. in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 5 of that proverb 4 says, get wisdom and insight. Do not forget or ignore what I say. I decree and declare that myself and you will get wisdom from our Father in heaven as we journey through the months of this June and henceforth, months beyond, years beyond, we will get wisdom that comes from our Father in heaven. I decree and declare that we will not forget or ignore what our Father says at any time for any reason in the name of Jesus. Verse 6 of that proverb 4 says, do not abandon wisdom and she will protect you. Love her and she will keep you safe. I decree and declare, going through this month of June and beyond, myself and you will never abandon wisdom that comes from our Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that our Father's given wisdom will protect us going through this month and years ahead. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, by holding unto the wisdom of God, by loving the wisdom given unto us by our Father in heaven, God Almighty Himself will protect us. The wisdom of God will protect us. Will keep us safe. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Remember, that wise man saved the nation. Oh, the wisdom of God will save you. The wisdom of God that you love, that you hold tightly unto, will protect you from every danger. In the name of Jesus. Verse 7 of that Proverbs chapter 4 says, getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do. Whatever else you get insight. I decree and declare that myself and you will get wisdom as the most important thing that we can do in life. Say that in everything, in all your getting, in all your running, in all your achievements, get wisdom. This wisdom we are talking about is the wisdom that comes from God. I'm not talking about a book knowledge wisdom. I'm not talking about business wisdom, but I'm talking about the wisdom that comes from the Father, the wisdom that comes from heaven. Even according to what the Bible says in the book of James, you can go and read that chapter 3. You can go and read about it, the wisdom of this world and the wisdom that comes from heaven. When you know that you get the wisdom from Father, that is the one that will save you. I decree and declare that we will get wisdom as the most important thing to pursue in life. I decree and declare by the instruction of our Father in heaven, we will get insight, we will get discernment, we will get vision and sharpness of all matters, physical and spiritual. Nothing will be covered from us. For by the wisdom of God, we will understand time. We will understand people. We will know situation. We will not walk even as foolish children at any time for any reason. In the name of Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 7 says, think over this thing I am saying. Understand them and grasp their application, for the Lord will grant you full insight and understanding in everything. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Paul saying and even telling even his spiritual son Timothy. Oh, even God is telling you and me at this moment, my brother and my sister, think over this thing, all the things that our Father teaches us, all the instruction is given unto us daily, even in the scriptures. We should get and understand them. We should grab their application, not only to listen to it, but walk with it. Go your journey with it. Hold on to it, live by it. For the Lord will grant you full insight and understanding in everything when you hold tightly even to the teachings of God. I decree and declare that I myself and you will always think over all our Father's teachings In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that we will understand all our Father's teaching, and we will always grab their application in our lives, day-to-day life activities, at all times, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that our Father will grant us full insight and understanding in everything, and nothing exclusive, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we hold tightly unto the instruction and teaching of our Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 8 says, love wisdom and she will make you great. Embrace her and she will bring you honor. I decree and declare that you and me, our children, our family, we will love wisdom that comes from the Father. We will love the wisdom of God forever. And our Father, the wisdom that He has given unto us, will make us great forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that we will always embrace wisdom that comes from the Father in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we will not throw it away, but we will hold it tightly. We will love it. We will embrace it. In the name of Jesus, above any other wisdom, we will seek the wisdom of our Father. We will hold on to it, and that will make us great. It will bring us honor. I decree and declare, as you hold tightly, as you embrace, as I embrace the wisdom of God, as we love it, the wisdom of God we possess will make us great. In the name of Jesus, the wisdom of God given unto us by our Father will bring us honor at all times. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Verse 9 says, she shall give to your hand, your head, a writ of gracefulness. See, when you listen to God's instruction, when you follow His teachings, when you grab wisdom and you apply it to your day-to-day life, the teaching of the Father that is full of wisdom, oh, that we give you full insight and understanding of everything and in everything. Oh, Bible say, it will give your head a writ of gracefulness, a crown of beauty and glory will she deliver to you. I decree and declare that our God's given wisdom will give us wreath of gracefulness today and forever. In the name of Jesus, we place the wreath of gracefulness upon our heads. In the name of Jesus, as we love and we cherish the teaching, the wisdom of our Father, oh, I decree and declare, this will deliver unto us crown of beauty and glory today and forever, by taking heed, by following the instruction, the teaching of our God, by holding tightly, by our embracing and loving the wisdom given unto us by our Father, in the name of Jesus. Verse 10 says, listen to me, my child. Take seriously what I am telling you, and you will live a long life. I decree and declare that as we listen to our Father's instructions and teachings, and we always take all His teachings seriously in Jesus' name, I decree that we will not take the teaching of our Father but we will take it seriously. We will take it to heart, and we will apply it to our lives seriously, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God will make you even to live long as you take His teaching seriously. He said that God's instruction will make you live a long life. I decree and declare, as we follow God's instruction and teaching, we will live a long life, in the name of Jesus. You will live a long life, in the name of Jesus, because His teaching will guide you. You will not walk into destruction. You will walk out of the midst of the wicked ones, in the mighty name of Jesus. He will give you insight of people around you. He will give you understanding of situation around you, and you will live where evil is being, forming around you, because He will teach you. He will tell you, my son, my daughter, live. You have to follow the instruction of the Father. Psalm 32 verse 8 says, Let's go to verse 11 of that Proverb 4. It says, I have taught you wisdom and the right way to live. I decree and declare that we will retain the teaching of wisdom from our Heavenly Father. I decree and declare that we will not depart from the right way our Father have taught us at any time for any reason. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 32 verse 8 says, I will make you wise. I will instruct you in the way that you should go. I will guide you, keeping my eyes on you. I decree and declare that our Father will make us wise, and we will no longer be fooled. In the name of Jesus, we will no longer be fools, because we will listen to the teaching of our Father, because He has said it. He said He will make us wise, so we will be wise. You will be wise, child of God. I will be wise, daughter of God. We will all be wise, children of God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that God will continue to instruct you and me the way we should go this month and even henceforth. In the name of Jesus. And we will follow His instruction. We will follow His teaching. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that our Father, our God, will guide us going through the month of June and even months ahead and even years ahead. I decree and declare that our God, our Father, will keep His eyes on us always this month, every moment, every second, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 12 says, nothing will stand in your way. That's Proverbs chapter 4 verse 12. Nothing will stand in your way if you walk wisely, and you will not stumble when you run. I decree and declare that as we continue to walk wisely, going through this month of June and henceforth, we will not fall. Nothing will stumble us. Nothing will make us to fall. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare you will continue. I will continue to walk wisely, even in this Christian journey. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that as we continue walking wisely, nothing and no one will stand in our ways. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare as we continue to walk wisely as children of God, that the Father has given wisdom, that the Father has made us to be wise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will not stumble. In the name of Jesus, when we walk, we will not stumble. When we run, we will not stumble. In the mighty name of Jesus, when we fly, we will not stumble. In the name of Jesus, for our God will make us even to walk when others are sitting down. Our Father will make us even to run when others are standing up. Our Father will make us even to fly when others are running. In the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 13 says, always remember what you have learned. Your education is your life guide. It's well. You see, when you learn from God, it will help you. It's your life guide. You must listen to the instruction of God. I decree and declare that myself and you will always keep and guard well the teaching and instruction of our Father. Don't let devil, don't let any false teacher, don't let anybody, you know, take the teaching. Remember, He said that doctrine that I've given unto you, Apostle Paul said it, hold on to it. Don't let any other thing take it away from you. Let me tell you, there are so many teachers that are teaching, you know, heresy. They will just speak something and begin to argue, because devil already threw in the word the spirit of argument, you know, want to argue the Bible, when you should take the word of God as a child, when you should take it, you know, with simple heart. Go, not questioning. Let me tell you, the children of nowadays, when you say stop touching, and they say, why do you want me to stop? That is not what we are talking, because of this age, this present time, that, you know, is perilous time. God asks you to go. God asks you to stop. Listen to God. He's the sovereign God. He rules over our affairs. You cannot negotiate with God's instruction and teaching. You cannot disobey His instruction and teaching. And you say you will make it, you will live a long life and have a good life. No, you must follow our Father's instructions and teachings. Verse 14 said that, do not go where evil people go. Do not follow the example of the wicked. Proverbs chapter 4, 14. I decree and declare, by this instruction of our Father, myself and you will not go where evil people go this month and even henceforth in the name of Jesus. Because we have the Spirit, the wisdom of God, that will give us full insight and understanding of all things. You will understand your environment. You will understand where you are. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will understand the people that you are working with. He said, do not go where evil people go. You will not be so foolish and follow even friends, company of people. Say, because everybody is going there, let me go. This is where they are going. No. By the wisdom of God, you will follow God's instruction and you will not go where evil people go. You will not follow the example of the wicked ones. I decree and declare, by this instruction of our Heavenly Father, myself and you and every members of our household will not follow the example of the wicked ones at any time for any reason. In the name of Jesus, let them segregate you. Let them talk evil about you. Let me tell you, don't follow. Follow have killed some people. Follow have made some people to lose their salvation. You will not follow the wicked ones. Our children will not listen even to the wicked ones. They will not follow their examples in the name of Jesus. Verse 15 says, don't do it. Keep away from evil. Refuse it and go on your way. I decree and declare, according to our Father's instruction, we will not follow the example of the wicked and we will keep away from evil doers in the name of Jesus. We will stop going even this month in the ways of the wicked. Remember what Psalm 1 verse 1 says. Blessed is the man. You know, when you did not sit in the seat of discomfort, when you did not walk in the ways of the sinner, when you did not stand in the way of the wicked ones, of the evil ones, you are blessed. I decree and declare, by the wisdom and the teaching instruction of God, you will not do that evil that they are instructing you, that you want to do because of the company you belong to. You will keep away from the evil. You will keep away from the wicked ones. You will refuse to do evil. You will refuse to go even the way of the wicked. You will run into your own way in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, so shall it be, that you will go on the way God is leading you this month of June and henceforth in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Verse 16 to 17 says, wicked people cannot sleep unless they have done something wrong. They lie awake unless they have hurt someone. Wickedness and violence are like food and drink to them. I decree and declare that the wicked people in and around you and me will not have sleep and peace in the name of Jesus. Remember Isaiah 48:22 says, there is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. So I decree and declare, no sleep, no peace for the wicked ones in and around your life and my life in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, God will trouble the wicked ones in and around us this month of June and henceforth. They will not achieve their evil plans over you, over me, over your household members in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the wicked ones in and around us will not hurt us this month of June and even at any time in the name of Jesus. They will not be able to hurt any members of our family in the name of Jesus. They will not be able to penetrate into our household in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 125 verse 3a, for the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the locks of the righteous. Remember what that proverb said. Said they will not sleep because they are planning evil. They will not give their eyes sleep. Oh my goodness. And when we say come for night vigil, if the wicked one can keep night vigil because they want to do evil, we children of God, we will be snoring and sleeping when we call for night vigil. I'm using this opportunity to let you know, next week is no negotiation night. June the 16th. Come, let us pray. Let me tell you, it's better you tarry in the place of prayer. It's is a blessing when you can come even together with the children of God and cry to God. Why? How many? Just once in three quarters and a quarter for you to attend. I'm using this opportunity. Don't forget. Come over. We are going to pray because we know that our Father will answer us. The Bible said they did not keep their eyes closed. They did not sleep because they want to do evil. They are planning it. I decree and declare that the rod of the wicked will not rest upon you, will not rest upon me, will not rest upon any of our family members in the name of Jesus. Verse 18 of that proverb says, the road the righteous travel is like the sunrise, getting brighter and brighter until daylight has come. I decree and declare that the road you travel, the road that I travel this month and henceforth, will be like the sunrise in the name of Jesus. The road that your family member travel this month and henceforth will be like the sunrise in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the road we are traveling this month and forever will continue to get brighter and brighter like the dawn of a glorious day in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 19 of Proverbs chapter 4 says, the road of the wicked, however, is dark as night. They fall, but cannot see what they have stumbled over. I decree and declare that the road of the wicked ones in my life, in your life, in the life of your family member, will be as dark as night, today and forever, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare the wicked ones in our lives will fall this month and will not see what they have stumbled upon, in the name of Jesus. Verse 20 to 21 of Proverbs chapter 4 says, my child, pay attention to what I say. Again, pay attention. You cannot, like I said, you cannot negotiate with the instruction of God. Listen to my words. Never let them get away from you. You cannot compromise with that suggestion. You cannot compromise even the teaching of God with that of that man, of that woman. Remember them and keep them in your heart. I decree and declare by the grace upon grace on you and on me, we will pay attention to God's instruction. Our children, wherever they find themselves, they will pay attention to God's instruction and will listen to his word at all times in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the grace of God upon you and me, we will never let destruction and the word of God get away from us by anyone or for any reason. Let me tell you, the company you work with can take the destruction of God away from you. You know, they will just say, no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, this is the trendy thing. It's usual. Let me tell you, it may be usual. You are in the world, but you are not of the world. You are not a usual person. You are extraordinary. You are uncommon child of God. So don't follow that trend. Oh, it's usual. No. I decree and declare that as I remember, as you remember, and we keep God's instruction and words in our heart forever, we will live life that will bring glory and honor to our Father in Jesus' name. Verse 22 says, they will give life and health to anyone who understands them. You see, when you keep God's instruction, his teaching, when you hold on to it, when you did not let it go, when you did not allow somebody to color it or to change it, remember, the devil just color, just, you know, he twisted even the word of God, the instruction of God given to Adam and Eve in the garden. And that's how they lost even their relationship with God. I decree and declare that myself and you, we understand God's instruction and word, and we will keep unto it, and this will give us life and health every moment in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 23 of the same Proverbs chapter 4 says, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Be careful what you think, for your life is shaped by your thoughts. I decree and declare by the help of the grace of God upon you and upon me, we'll be careful of how we think as we continue this month of June and henceforth. what thoughts we put in our heart, what is your thinking and my thinking, we'll be careful, because our life is shaped by our thoughts. I decree and declare, by being careful of our thinking, this month of June and henceforth, it will always shape our life into a glorious one in the name of Jesus. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 23, 7, 8, for as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. May the Lord help you and me to think right, to think that the thought that is in the heart of God. That is what Apostle Paul says, that let this mind be in you, that which is also in Christ. I decree and declare, as you continue this month of June, that which is of Christ, that is what you will think. Remember Philippians 4, 8. Think on all these good things. I decree and declare, you always think of God's good things in Jesus' name. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 24 says, never say anything that isn't truth. Don't be a liar. Have nothing to do with lies and misleading words. I decree and declare, as we are going through the month of June and henceforth, we will not say those things that isn't truth. We will have nothing to do with lies and misleading words in the name of Jesus. Verse 25 says, look straight ahead with honest confidence. Don't hang your head in shame. I decree and declare that as we continue in the month of June, we will always look straight ahead with honest confidence in everything we are stepping into, in every area we are going, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 57, for the Lord God will help me, therefore I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. I decree and declare that God will help you and me this month of June and forever in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we will not be disgraced for any reason in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we will set our faces like flints today and from tonight and forever. And we will not shift focus from Christ in the name of Jesus. We will look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, at all times, and we will not be ashamed for any reason in any areas of our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 26 of that same proverb 4 says, plan carefully what you do, and whatever you do will turn out right. Another version says, make sure you are going the right way, and nothing will make you fall. I decree and declare that this month and henceforth, you will plan all your doings carefully. You will be a wise child of God, and what you do will follow the instruction of your Father in the name of Jesus. You will not plan your doings. You will not plan what you want to do with worldly wisdom, but you will plan with the wisdom that comes from above in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 37, verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. I decree and declare that as from today and henceforth, myself and you, we commit our ways, our plans unto God, and we will trust his guidance, for he will bring it to pass for us in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that all our plans and whatever thing we are going to do this month and henceforth, we turn out right to the glory of our Father in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Lastly, for tonight, according to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 27, that says, avoid evil and walk straight ahead. Don't go one step off the right way. Another version says, don't turn off the road of goodness. Keep away from evil path. I decree and declare, as from today and henceforth, going through this month of June, we will avoid evil and evil companies in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we will walk straight ahead, and we will not be distracted by anyone or anything this month of June and henceforth in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we will never go one step off the right path, one step out of the way of God this month of June and henceforth. Let me tell you, a step out of the way of God can lead to total destruction. Therefore, I decree and declare, by the wisdom of God given unto us, by holding unto our Father's instruction and teaching, in the name of Jesus, we will not go one step of the teaching and the instruction of our Father. In the name of Jesus, we will not follow the evil ways. We will turn away from the wicked ones. We will avoid the evil. We will avoid the wicked ones. We will not lay hands on wickedness. We will not set our eyes on wickedness. We will not set our eyes on things that is evil. In the name of Jesus. And our life will bring praise and honor to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We will be wise children of God. Your children will be wise children of God. Your husband will be wise child of God. Your wife will be wise child of God. In the name of Jesus. Together we people of God, we will be wise children of God. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Don't forget, the flyer is out. Next week is no negotiation night. Looking forward to see you when we gather together to pray unto our Father. In the name of Jesus, you can never negotiate. Even with the teaching of the Father, you can never negotiate with your destiny. You can only navigate. The Lord bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Till next Thursday, I remain your sister Becky Adedogun. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.